Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Man, how everybody doing out there today, man? Welcome y'all to another Wednesday. Hope everybody having a good one, man. Weather look like it's starting to get a little better. Not as cold, but the cold's still here. Show everybody getting ready to gear up. Got a bunch of shit kicking off, man. In March, man, it's going to be back weekends in March of racing, man. So hopefully everybody did they due diligence and got it together, man, and be ready to roll. I'm sure I'm ready to see some good racing going on for the new year, man. See the new cars that might be coming out, cars that didn't been out, and all that good stuff. But we've got first, let's see, 214-7201. Mic open, who we got?
What's going on? It's Lorenzo.
Renzo, what's going on, man? Tell everybody what you got coming up, baby.
I got this race coming up this weekend, North versus South, myself and Tony Coleman. Going to have anything on 28s, door car, nitrous, turbo, blower, whatever. As long as a door car, free entry, $1,500 to win. And we're going to do the North versus South, or we're trying to put something together where, you know, like a lot of guys down South came down fast, and us guys up North saying we're fast. So I'm trying to put something together where, you know, it's just a little competitive class, 5-10 count, and cars from the South versus cars from the North. Each round you'll be pulling from each team. If we get enough cars from both sides, if not, we'll just do our regular last man standing, 5-10 count, 200 entry fee with 1,500 on top. We'll also do a daily driver 7-0 with a $50 entry fee. We're going to put $300 on top of that. And like I say, grudge racing is welcome. Anyone want to lock somebody in, you're welcome to do it. Come on out and test, whatever you need to do. The track will be on kill. Friday night, gates will open at 6. If you want to come out to test or put something together, do a little shootout, we can possibly make that happen. Saturday, gates will open at 3. Hopefully, you know, no one can make it out. I know we had other events that's going on in Louisiana, so, hey, just know what to deal with. You know, everyone's trying to throw races, and just one you got to bite and feel and deal with.
Yes, sir. So you say you're doing a North versus South and a last man standing, or if one don't get enough traction, you're just going to go to last man standing? I kind of got a little confused on that, Lorenzo.
That's correct. If I don't get the traction I want on North versus South, I'll just make it the last man standing. But either way, it's going to be a 5-10 count.
Okay.
Clocks off.
So either way, it's going to still be the 5-10 cap, just trying to get a little North versus South rivalry going on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Sound like a deal, man. Y'all got any grudge races locked in already? Or things
we ain't got any
quiet,
really locked in
on
right now. Things look quiet, but like I told them on the show and the last year, when we bring the Z back out, we standing on next. They said we too quiet, we too peaceful as grudge races. This year going to be a whole different story. We ain't going to sit back and get called out. We're going to do the calling now.
No shit. So y'all going to have the Z out for y'all race, or y'all ain't got it together yet?
Yes, sir. The Z will be there.
Oh, shit. Good deal, man. Good deal. Yeah, well, man, there you go.
The grudge committee is going to get tired of us, so we're going to stay on there locking in.
Hey, man, that's what we need, man. We're trying to get something going, man. Trying to get something going. We definitely trying to get some traction with that, man. I know it's been a little solo. Hopefully once everything kind of start kicking off, everybody start racing. I'm sure it's gonna start gaining a little traction, man. It's just like I say, man. It's just something to give everybody something to look forward to, man. That's the main thing.
Oh yeah. Yep. Keep it fun and safe. You know,
everybody
I'm family friendly.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, give us some accolades at the end of the year to the ones that's putting in the work. Oh, definitely. That's the main thing. Man, let me see, man. If anybody else got any upcoming events or announcements, man, y'all please press the one button and let us know what y'all got going on, what y'all got coming up. Definitely go check out Lorenzo them next weekend, and then I know next weekend after Lorenzo, that'll be Hell at the Deal. If K-Dog or Troy on here, press the one button. And then after that, what's the next weekend? I think they got the what they having up there, Lorenzo? Is the Texas Radio Roundup?
Yes, sir. Texas Radio Roundup.
That's up there the next weekend. Yeah, I see. I know it's gonna be a bunch of bad shit going on up there. Kind of clash, right? But I'm sure a lot of people gonna have their eye on it. But man,
yeah.
Between there and
don't be surprised if you don't see us out there in that no class, no time shootout.
Oh, they having a no time shootout there?
I believe they may have some no time shootouts, and if they do, we may be entering some of those with the Z.
Yeah, I hadn't really seen it. I kind of seen it pop up on my radar. I knew. We usually have back-to-back races in March. And initially, I didn't see nothing. They were filling in that gap. And then I seen it when it kind of started popping up about it.
Yeah.
And then after them, shit, Big Jake going to close the year. The year. He going to close the month out of it with his race. So, man, there's going to be a bunch of good back-to-back racing, man.
That's a
good back-to-back racing. Bunch of good back-to-back racing. Some shit talking going on. And, man, I just pray and hope, you know, everything kind of go right with this committee thing and everybody stay on board that's behind the scenes on the committee and we can give everybody something good to look forward to. That's for darn sure. And let's see, man. Ain't nobody else. Yeah, where my other promoters at, boy? Hey, dog, Troy, if you're on here, press the one button. Come on, tell us what you got coming up. Come on, Troy. Lorenzo, go on mute for me, brother. Got a bunch of background noise.
All right, no problem. Sorry about that.
Mr. Jackson.
What do you say, JP? I was waiting on my homeboy to get on here because of shit. I thought he said he was going to be on 7, but shit. Hey, he ain't here? Fucking take up his slack, man. 10 days away. Goddamn Hell at the Deal. Y'all make sure y'all be there next weekend, March the 12th. 15 confirmed grudge races. We got Gangsters on 28, Troy's Hit List. Man, it's going to be a showdown, man. Weather looking good. Bring your family out. Bring everybody out, man. Surrounding cities, Houston, Port Arthur, Beaumont, Orange, goddamn, everybody. Come out. And y'all got any questions, man, y'all hit up K-Dog, and is on Facebook if y'all got any questions about any shootouts or anything like that. Still not sure what time track will go hot, but I know gates going to open pretty early. We're going to try to get everything started early. All the fast cars, get them shootouts started early, get everything out the way. Grudge racing in between, testing in between, y'all more than welcome. Shit, JP, I don't know what else to say, man. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Grudge race, man.
Man, a bunch of locking in going on.
I like to see that. Bunch of locking in. Also got a four car shootout with the turbo guy.
A turbo four car shootout, man.
Did they ever get the? Well, they didn't get nothing as far as the Big D like they did last year with the Big D shootout, huh?
Yeah. Dan, I guess he didn't want to put one together again, so the dog had to take up his slack and put one together.
Yes, sir. Well, man,
yeah,
hey.
That's what we got, though.
And y'all come on out, man. Hell of the deal. Bunch of good races. I seen DC finally got him a lock in. He's been looking for him a race, and I think they finally sealed the deal today, or yesterday, huh? Him and Pooh Nanny.
Oh yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Let's see, man. Anybody else got any upcoming events, announcements, anything of that nature? Y'all press the one button. Something y'all going to get off y'all chest, burning desire. Shit, press the damn one button. Got somebody you want to call out for any of these races coming up? Press the one button. Got something you want to get off your chest? Press the one button. Shit. You want to hear yourself talk? Press the goddamn one button. Y'all quiet in this son of a bitch tonight. Let me see. I know who to get on here now. Y'all keep bullshitting.
Well, you know how it goes. When the track go hot, everybody get quiet. Long track time is down. Everybody got all pressed and ready to race.
Man, they hoorah and beating on their chest, man. He ain't lying. First grudge race coming up this weekend in Dallas, and motherfuckers in the goddamn bushes already. And you might have scared them seeing that goddamn Zeeples out. That might be what happened.
Man, that dud, we ain't no threat.
It was a lot of people when it was down talking shit and acting for it. So now that it's back out, I guess we're gonna see if they got that same energy.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna see if they got that same energy or not. See, Larry, your mic open.
Well, I wanna hear myself talk. I got a question though, JP. Hey, like if you're in a shootout, right? And if anything come off your vehicle and go into the other lane, how do that go?
You're automatically disqualified. That's a disqualification. Okay, nothing come off your car and go into the other lane.
In a shootout. I know in the grudge, but I'm going to the shootout.
Well,
that depends on the promoter rules.
Track rules, right? But anything, let's just say anything with track rules, right, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
track
like
rules,
say,
nothing
rules,
go in that other lane before that finish line. Yep.
So even if I'm losing and some shit flying your lane.
Yep.
It'll still DQ me.
Yes, sir.
I just have to see how that go down.
Wiz, your mic open.
Hey, Larry, if it's a GoPro somebody else put on there, you make them pay.
Damn. Not the GoPro, huh? What you trying to... Hey, Larry, what you trying to say? Because goddamn Trigger Man blow the do off in front of them people, he should have been disqualified?
Yeah, he should have been disqualified because he blowed them people out. The dope eyes, so see, they should have won, I guess.
Well, you're right. It does happen.
Hey, I think Duck Event, the only event that he actually have his own set of rules. Did he give out? I think he got his own set of rules set up for his race, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, maybe that was that one. I was just asking.
Now, I don't know if it's a favoritism rule or it's like the Grudge rule book. I don't know what the rules is. It might be like the Grudge book. You know, where you make them up as you go.
And just keep going, huh?
Yeah, might be one of them where, you know, some shit happening and he just say, hey, he make a call right then and there, you know. I don't know. 281-3907, your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, this is Big Mike. I can tell you Jamie's doors never went in nobody other's lane. Both times he was in the right lane and they went all the way over by where I'm pitted.
No, and that passenger though went over in the right. No, he was in the left lane when he raced that Camaro.
But it never,
when the passenger door came up, it went in the left.
Never
lane.
Ever
it went in the right lane.
It didn't go in the lane. Never once did it ever land in the lane. Because my daughter helped him fix both doors. That went clear over by where we were pitted. Them doors went. Oh, about 100 feet in the air and about at least 100 feet from the track.
So you saying the passenger door, it went back to the left lane, the lane he was in?
No.
Because he was in the left lane.
No, it went completely, but it never went in nobody's lane.
It stayed in his lane.
Straight off, went straight up. You know, if it had come down in somebody's lane, yeah, but it didn't. It never even went to the track. Both times they went out.
Well, maybe the video I'm looking at. Let me see.
No. What? Well, so
they didn't go on.
Came off
and
went straight
on the track.
It blew all the way over the wall.
Yeah, way over the wall.
Well, that don't count.
Man, blowing dough. Well, Mike, we got you on the phone, man. Congratulations to y'all, man, for y'all win down there.
Oh, we had a rough week. I ain't gonna say we didn't. We fought that. We fought
well,
my car. Never figured it out. Put it on a trailer. We fought hers, and I can tell you one thing. Mark Mentzer come over, spent an hour and a half underneath my daughter's car. Our next pass in the heat of the day went a 102.60 foot, the fastest 275 x275 on the weekend.
Damn it! Yeah, I
give that guy
props
because he didn't have to come help us.
Yeah.
Oh, the reason it blew the hood off was it is probably a good thing because we'd have ran out of fuel probably 300 feet anyway because that was the third time going in. I forgot all about it. The battery went down. So, of course, when she let go of the trans brake, it didn't have enough voltage and it backfired. But we got back out of it. It didn't have a pint of fuel in it.
Damn. Yeah, I seen that sucker when it flew. I was watching. I said, God damn, Hopefully it wasn't nothing too bad. That damn show didn't look good, boy.
No,
ain't look good.
But the rails on it, I just used little 1/8-inch rivets to hold the rails. The rails come off. It didn't hurt the hood
one bit.
All it did was lift the rails. That's about the fourth time we've blown that hood off. And every time it's been the same thing. Low voltage. We put a killer battery in it now. And when we leave the line, it's got 20 volts now. So we ain't had no problem with that no more. But the biggest problem is you got low voltage between the fuel pump and everything else. And just voltage was low. After starting it four times, going up, doing three burnouts, battery was low. But other than that, we had a good time. She won her pedal fest. I was yelling in her ear, "Get back in it! Get back in it!" Because I yell at her any other time, "Don't get back in it if it blows tires off." But if she wouldn't have, we wouldn't have won.
Trying to chase that win. It would go all in here. Usually you have a weekend like that of fighting, usually something good got to come out of it.
But that's why I'm saying, you ain't got no shocks or anything. That man there went out of his way. He came to us. We didn't go to him. He came to us and got underneath the car and messed with it. And he fixed our problem. Made me happy, dude. I was sick. That's a brand new motor and all in a car. But at least we headed in the right direction with it. That's a first pass, a full pass.
Yeah. Well, hey, very impressive. Then for the first time out back out with it, man, and take home a W.
We still got conventional heads. Conventional heads with a old cast intake and a factory plate kit. Call Summit and order that same kit that's on that thing. Ain't nothing special. Other than just the tune-up, but other than that, you can buy all of it. The solenoids was given to me by Mikey Ware from Cold Fusion. He gave me the solenoids and lines. Nitrous Express crossbar from Summit. Paid $220 for the plate. Ain't nothing special.
Yes, sir. Y'all plan on taking Becker car to the radio roundup?
We plan on
a couple weeks.
We're going there. We're probably going to go Evadale if she can get off work for. To run that small tire race, unless y'all don't let class cars in. But
I think that's that shoot out there. If I'm not mistaken, that shoot out there in a dough car on 28.
Yep, that's what I thought. I don't know if mine. I got to work on mine some more, and right now I'm working on hers.
Good deal, man, and good deal to everybody from Texas that went to the race, man, and showed out and represented for Texas out there, man. I know a lot of people were glued in watching, and a lot of the guys went out there in the no time shootout, the ones that go out there and light the boys up.
Believe me,
glad everybody came back in one piece.
Boards up. That's what she likes to do. And we tried to run Jamie and them, but he didn't want to do nothing. He said, nah, he'd pass. He said, y'all show times and we're not going to do it. So I didn't credit, but my daughter went over. Her boyfriend helped him on the doors and stuff. That's why you see her in all the pictures with Jamie.
Yeah.
He was seated right across from. But I got the roll. I got to go to work. I'll try and listen when I can. Y'all have
all right,
a good
appreciate
evening.
You calling in, mate. All right. 346-8784. The mic open.
Hey, appreciate you opening my mic. Hey, this street sweeper.
Man, who is this?
It's street sweeper.
Who is this? Man, what
man.
Is this?
Man, just trying to maintain
weight. I used to like you, man. I used to call in every week, you know, and give us some good commentary on the topics and,
Right,
know,
right.
All
yeah,
that
yeah,
good
so,
stuff, you know, tell us. You could always talk about tonight, you know. And, man, we've
right,
been missing
right.
that, man.
Yeah, I feel you, but, you know, I've just got some medical conditions I need to handle right now, you know, and, I'm kind of, I got some surgery lined out, so I'm ready to talk again. But, yeah, that's what I'm pretty much dealing with, you know, pretty much.
Okay, okay, didn't know, brother.
I hope
all is well, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I hope all
is
well and getting better with you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that, you know, y'all feel my presence is missed, you know. Trust me, I've been missing everything my damn self, you know. But,
yeah, so we
you
know,
nobody else don't miss you. I miss you.
I miss
the way you articulate your words and, you know, you put
right.
it together, and then, you know, it gets you a little fired up, and then you really get to going to work, you know.
Yeah, TN4, man. I was just listening in and wanted just to piggyback on what Mike was saying, you know, about that door. That door flew all the way across the track, and then actually, thank God nobody was right there in that spot where it hit. There was going to be some damage done to anybody that was over there in that spot, to a vehicle or a person. So thank God for that, man, that it landed. It came down with force and hit the ground where nobody was at, but it was around, people were surrounding, you know, that area, but with nobody there where it landed. And that was nothing but God's help.
Yeah.
And so, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah, and congratulations to Mike Stewart and Beckham, man. They did pretty well out there, man. I like that. Yeah, so that's all, man. But I'm sitting here listening. But, again, I appreciate y'all, you know, especially – yeah, it feels good to hear somebody say, "Hey, man, miss your presence," you know, and that's encouraging me to stay strong. You know what I mean? So I should be done.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably have a whole lot of recovery to do, but you know, we'll see. I'm just taking it one day at a time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So appreciate you calling in, man, and hope everything. So good and shit, man. You know, hey, man, that's where we be at every Wednesday, brother. Shit. All you got to do is just come on and say, "I'm in here tonight," and you can go on mute, and I'll be happy. I'll be happy. You
all
know?
Right, I got you, brother. I got you.
Yeah, it's the 409-0130. Your mic open. What we got?
Hey, get DC on here, man.
Get who?
Hey, JP, get DC on here. Tell me, go lock that in. Calling people out, and then they don't want to lock in.
Oh, so he ain't locking in?
Hey, I know. The motherfucker, JP on that pump fake and all that bullshit. I told them niggas scared of
him. Oh, shit. Troy, where you at, Troy? Anybody got DC number on here, man? Let's see if we can get DC number.
Yeah, they be capping on Facebook,
gotcha.
Boy. That back line, boy, that nigga be crow dead.
Well, dang, man, he went on Facebook. He said that y'all gonna call
He didn't call us.
Man, let me see, man. Anybody get DC number, man? Got APB out on DC right now. He's talking about all this. You wanted all this streetcar action. Man, finally.
You supposed to arrest him 2 weeks after he put that shit up on Facebook? He called and said, "No, thank you." Now he said in the car, all still all grand. Y'all put our car out there. He didn't call for it. He didn't send for it. But y'all put it out there for him to take it. So we had to go and pull that trigger.
I put it out there for him the first time, and he kind of bobbed and weaved around it.
The second time around,
little Ben got there and told him lock in, shit.
Lock in, we ready.
So, goddamn, let's see if we get him on. I'm trying to send a text message. I'll see if I can get his number, man. Get DC on the damn show. Try to figure out what's going on here. They goddamn pump faking shit. Goddamn putting on for Facebook.
It's all on Facebook. That's what it is.
Sound like he wants something soft.
Hey, I'm like on milk toast. Tell the shit in his hand, squeeze it.
I like he wants something soft. Hell, he had a bunch of offers come on the goddamn table. He turned down a bunch of them.
Yeah?
Well, he said he wanted a street car at first, and then one car goddamn raised their hands, and he started talking about, no, I don't want to raise no turbo car and all that. So he had to. I guess that's why he made another post a day or so later. He had to clean it up to make it a nitrous car stock block and all this stuff.
Well, we accommodated.
Let's see, man. Ain't nobody. Hold up. I'm working on it. Trying to get his number. Anybody got DC number, man? Y'all send it to me and I'll put him in the hot seat. Yeah, ain't gonna let them get away. Yeah, well, shit, Big Ben, I guess hold tight, brother. Don't you go nowhere. We're gonna try to get him on here. Shit.
Go nowhere, JP.
I got a couple people talking about they done sent them a message, so. God damn it, if he ain't got the message and he ain't called in, I don't know.
Well, it is what it is.
I guess he do. He got some of y'all money. I know y'all want some of it back.
Yes, sir.
I know y'all want some of it back. Shit. Any way possible, man. Let me see, man. Damn it. It's quiet in here, boy. It's a shame, boy. I get close to race week, boy. They get quiet. They all be on here listening, but ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody wants. What'd you say, Wiz?
That wasn't me. I was on mute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just got a text. They say he should be calling in. So let's see. This might be him right here. 832-5977. Your mic open.
Brett, heard somebody was looking for me. Hello.
Yeah, Poo Nanny them looking for DC. Well, I guess that same thing. That's part of the camp.
That's me.
That's part of the camp right there, Big Ben. Yeah.
What's going on, Phil?
Going on.
Y'all really gonna lock that in next weekend?
We'll see. Y'all was gonna race us last time, didn't show up, so.
No. We were gonna be in Houston that Sunday. Y'all calling on. Bullshit.
Yeah, y'all went and tested and didn't see what you wanted to see, so y'all didn't show up.
What you mean we didn't see what we wanna see? Y'all call the race off. We were ready.
We didn't call the race off. Y'all didn't show up. We were at the track Sunday to race JR Quick. We got his pocket one.
Y'all supposed to race us the next Sunday. And we were supposed to be coming down there. Y'all told us don't even come. DC told us we didn't come.
Hell no. Ain't DC. I never told y'all never come.
Well, I tell you what. Let's go lock the door for next weekend. This thing we're going to see. You're going to see ass in that blue boat. That's what you going to see.
Man, we're going to empty your fucking sock like we did last time.
We're going to pack the gas in your ass. I guarantee
you're
going to pack
the gas. Get the fuck up out of here with that goddamn shit.
Well, let's lock it in, man, cuz. That's all
that you
want to
do. What you want to do? Tell me what you want to do.
Let's lock it in.
Tell me.
That's all you got to do. Lock it in.
Has everybody
texted? We said we're going to lock it in.
You're the one. No, just hold up. You're the one that's hollering and screaming. I got everybody texting me saying show up. God damn, it's cold. So how much we locking in and how much we running for?
You tell me.
God damn it, I got to start somewhere. Y'all want to lock in 1,000?
500? 5 on 1,500.
500 punk out?
500.
500, 1500. All right. Then make the phone call, my son. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, man. Make the phone call, my son. I ain't going. I got another line. I got another line. Hold on. Give me a phone order.
God damn it. Uh-oh. God damn, man, you should have had your shit together now. The man come on here in high gear. He ain't in low gear no more.
No, sir.
We don't talk about it. We be about it. What's up?
God damn, Brett. Hey.
Got turbo spooled up over here, cuz.
Hey,
let me see. Let's see if K Dog on here. Troy, you on here, Troy?
Yeah, I'm still. I'm on.
K Dog. So somebody who gonna be about somebody? They gonna need a DP. They gonna need a DP, man.
We don't need no DP, man.
Y'all don't need a DP, man. All right.
All they got to do is say yes.
Three folks.
And it's locked.
Hey, Brett.
Yeah.
Hey, done deal.
Cool.
We got it. We locked in, Brett.
Cool. We'll see y'all next Saturday.
Mr. Rogers, your mic open.
Oh.
Yeah. Good afternoon, fellas. I'm here, man. I just got on. I got on late. I'm at a little local car meet, man, if it have a little action. So, you know, I'm a grudge racer first, you know, promoter second. So I hope my boy Troy took care of me tonight. I don't know. But,
yeah, I took care of you, man.
I was trying to, buddy.
But
they just got it locked in.
Being in DC.
Who locked in? Ben, DC. Being in DC. Locked in with Britt now. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, that's good. I like that.
And Britt said he don't need no DP, man.
Oh,
well, I'm thinking the motherfucker say, yeah.
I can come and get it. Well, look, they done did it before. Hey, once you raise, you married. Once you raise one time, you already married. So y'all know what to do.
Pay the winner.
That's it. Pay the winner, y'all.
Show you
get over here,
gentlemen. Hey, the man say he gonna empty the man's sock, man. I ain't never heard that before.
God damn.
They gonna empty the man's sock. Shit, he must have came with a sock full of money last time. Huh?
Hey, JC.
Yeah.
JC. It's gonna be the other way around this time.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be the
3-4-6.
Y'all have a good night. I got shit.
3-4-6. All right, Brett. Appreciate you.
Later.
3-4-6, 38-30. So we got that locked in. 3-4-6, 38-30. The mic
good
open.
Deal.
All right,
Kate,
I'm
going
on mute, man.
I'm going on mute, man. I'm out here, man. You know, I'm gonna come back when the C10 might have a race tonight. So I'm gonna come back probably when I'm stretching them out. So if y'all hear them old exhaust talking, y'all know who it is.
All right, man. Don't get your ass kicking. Don't get your ass.
Damn, P. Right.
Green, your mic open. Green, your mic open. What you got?
I'm just listening, sir.
409-6283. Who we got?
Yeah, I can get it.
Just walk 13. All right. Ain't paying attention. Damn. Quick, easy lock in. Shit. Why they all can't be like that? Man said 5 on 15. All I need you to do is say yes, and that was it. Yeah. Anybody else?
Man, you want
anybody
me, you want me to go on mute, man? You just breathing? You want me to go on mute?
Anybody
you just
else?
Breathing
anybody
on the phone.
Else? Man, hey, these motherfuckers don't goddamn get to talking. I'm goddamn put this bitch in high gear tonight. Shit, I feel good. We got a locked in race here. I don't care what happened no more, none.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody on here quiet tonight. The goddamn... Racing finna start. These shows coming up, man. Goddamn, come on out the bushes. Where them goddamn some boys that would be on the back line talking all that shit about they ready to lock in out of Austin, Larry.
What you say? They ain't on
here.
I thought Larry
speak for the Austin camp.
They man,
I don't think he
speak
for them guys.
Man, I think he speak for them guys, but
I mean, you know, hey. They went down there to light cotton, and you know, they've been on the back lines talking shit. They ready to lock in. Shit, who?
What they looking for?
That's the thing. They ain't putting no name on shit. They just saying whoever or whatever, but
they
don't, I don't know.
They don't
heard,
be careful.
I heard.
They don't be careful. I might knock on their trailer door, like I told them. They don't be careful. We got some news today.
Well, you know.
Hey, don't start running your mouth. Steal and be stealed. You letting stuff out the bag.
Okay, they said they want to lock
okay,
in.
Okay. I'm quiet. I'm back on mute, Larry.
Letting stuff out the bag to her.
I'm back on mute. Have me a little cup, Larry. Let me go back on mute. Have me a little cup. Let me get back right. Disregard.
Get it in. Get it together.
They said they wanted to lock in, man. Them folks said they wanted to lock in, man. They were ready to lock in some deposit money. I don't know what's going on.
Disregard my last post, man.
Yeah,
so. I'm gonna walk through that trailer. Down with Larry, I'm gonna walk through that trailer. Back on mute.
Hey, I got to walk with you. I got to show my face. They said it wouldn't happen.
Okay. Yeah. The question is, are they gonna be at their trailer when we get there? That's the question.
Well, they gotta speak for that.
Hey, Kayla.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, you wasting
breath with that. Who is this? Oh, I thought that was a lady. I'm sorry, man. I thought it was a lady boy. Who is that talking? Is it Norgy? Where I met?
That's Puggy, man.
Oh, that's Puggy. What's up, boy? I didn't know. What's it? No, I ain't wasting my breath, Puggy. Not yet.
Man, you wasting your breath with that.
You right, man. I got me a little nice cup, man. I'm out of my body right now.
No.
Yes, sir. Laro, goddamn, man. Who need to pull out the bush and start some shit, man? Joe, where you at, Joe? Shit, fuck it. Let me get Joel on here.
Hold on, let me see.
I know you on here somewhere, guys.
I'm FBI.
Seal and BC.
Hold on.
214-1299. Who we got?
Hey, you say you want to start some shit? I was going to mess with K-Dog and say Dallas did it first, run them hot.
Don't get him started. Hey, don't get him started.
Yeah, tell him Dallas did a car show on Wednesday night first before he did the NRA.
You're right about that. 832-5977.
Well,
we doing it tonight.
Your mic open.
832-5977.
What you looking for?
Where you at, Papa? Where you at, Papa Ben?
He hung up, but Ben. I can get him back on. You need him back on?
No, somebody called and said we need a time. We can discuss that there, but as long as we run before the sun goes down, that's all we care about.
All right. Let me see if I can get him back on here. Yeah. Hey, you got Big Ben number?
Big Ben? Let me see.
Yeah.
Not Little Ben, the loud one.
Let me see.
On the daddy. You want daddy.
I like Lil Ben. His dad talk crazy.
Get him back on for you, Brett. One second here.
Hey, P, try
382-5454. 382-5454. Hold on. They hung that motherfucker up. Let me see. Come on now. Let's see. Hold on. Trying to get it. Trying to get it for you, Brett. One second.
That's the right number, right?
I don't think so. That ain't the number he called. That don't look like the same number he had called from. But I called it, but they ain't say nothing. You know, you call from the goddamn show number, motherfucker be thinking it's a bill collector or something.
Well, call Lil Ben. Lil Ben to call his dad. I got Lil Ben number too.
It's all good. I'll call
Ben
myself.
All right. Hold up, Brett. There you go right here. Hold on. Ben.
Yo, what's up?
And Brett said you need a time.
Yeah, they said somebody texted me and said we need to put a time on it. What time you want to do it?
Yeah, that don't matter to me. I'm willing to go off the trailer. But we can do whatever time you want. 5, 6,
okay.
7,
as long as
whatever
you want. As long as we do it before the sun goes down, we're all good.
All right, well, let's say 6 o'clock.
Okay, that works for me, 6 o'clock.
All right.
All right.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Hey, where them dudes that own the red look? Yeah. The dudes that
dudes
own
that
the
own
red
what?
Love. I didn't like they own the red love. I ain't like the way they talked to my daddy in H&P that day. I need to holler at them.
The red love, which one? The one Troy skinned up?
Yeah. I ain't like the way Big Dude was. He was talking that day. We gotta see what he's talking about. Anybody speak to that truck?
Trouble Troy, you know what he's talking about?
No, I had his number. Let me see if I can find. I had his number. Let me see if I got
Who?
His number in here. Oh, the old man Nick Gamble. I forgot his name though. Want to speak for the red truck?
Oh God!
You remember his name, Troy?
Nuh-uh. Huh?
How you doing, Papa Troy? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Somebody got them on the freeway or something.
That's me. I'm going on mute. I'm going to find the number for you.
All right.
Yeah, get some like the way they
Hold on. 832-3731. It might be him there. Who we got here?
Hey. Mr. Charles,
that's who it is. Yeah, Mr. Charles, K-Dog. Anybody can put us in touch with Mr. Charles with the red truck?
Let me see, man. I'm tipping through my messages now.
Got a little old street car. A little street car. I want some smoke. You want to give up some of that poonanny?
Yes, sir. Yes. I ain't like the way they talk to my old man last time. I'm just a driver, though, but, you know, I ain't like the way they, you know, the way they handle that.
They handle them a little rough?
No, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he was doing a little too much crap. You know, I ain't like that.
Oh, man, they probably knew they had something sweet or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was sweet, you know. It happened. It cost fun. It might spin again, but we got to try that again. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's scared.
Yeah.
That's what they put me.
We looking for Mr. Charles. Anybody know Mr. Charles in the red love truck, God dog? Yeah, get him on. Get him on. We're going to try to put him in high gear for the hell of the deal. Yeah, 281-1020, your mic open.
JP, tell me that little red truck ain't ready yet.
Okay, the little red truck ain't ready yet, Ben.
Are you ready yet, LC? Is LC ready?
No, LC ain't ready yet. We getting ready.
Damn.
We ain't ready yet. We getting ready.
Damn it.
Man.
Okay. Well, we stay ready to keep from getting ready, LC. That's what we do.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm growing up to be like that. Just give me a little time.
Okay, time running out.
I'm growing up to. Nah, it ain't running out.
Hey,
got a young buck behind me, 2-3 of it. It ain't running out here. We got 2-3. It ain't gonna run out. When I'm off the scene, guess what?
Okay.
It's still gonna be there. Ain't going nowhere.
That gap is gonna get bigger and bigger. The longer you wait, the more we gonna see.
Ain't worried. We ain't worried. I bet you I ain't worried. I bet LC ain't worried about it. I'm too old to worry about that, Doc. Yeah.
Okay. I try to scare you. It ain't working like that. I'm gonna leave you alone.
Oh no, you better answer my. When you get over 60, you ain't scared of nothing no more. Yeah.
I respect that. Yeah. I'm on my way.
Yeah. You're fine. You ain't scared of nothing. Ain't nothing to be scared of.
There ain't no
ain't nothing to be scared of.
832-9950. Your mic go. Who we got?
Yo, this BC.
What's up?
I heard somebody was looking for me. Did that get handled?
Oh, man.
Who is this? Who is this?
Play, man. That's DC.
DC.
Flag on the plate. Flag on the plate.
Yes, sir.
DC.
Flag on the plate.
Oh, shit,
JP.
DC. You late, man.
Well, that's right.
Call your cameraman, man. They took care of the business, man.
Okay,
so
that's
you
going to
know my flag, JP? You going to know my flag, JP?
Huh?
I got a flag.
Yeah, you got a
flag.
I ain't got no... Well, throw your flag.
Yeah.
What's the penalty?
Hey, man.
What's the infraction?
As the penalty, I'm giving DC a penalty. He already knew that race was locked in already. He came in and tried to rub it in, man. Flag on the plate, man. That's 15-yard penalty.
What are you talking about, man? I've been busy with my
family. That's a 15-yard penalty.
That's
a 15-yard penalty.
I'm just trying to make sure it was handled, man. That's it.
That's a 15-yard penalty, JP.
Damn.
He coming here trying to taunt Lil Ben. That's a 15-yard penalty right there.
All right, man. Y'all
yeah, yeah,
ain't
yeah,
blowing me up. I'm just trying to make sure everything.
Yeah. They said y'all doing a bunch of pump faking. They said y'all ain't never called. You supposed to be called. They said they ain't never heard from
you. The race is 2 weeks away. I didn't know I had a time limit. I told Ben we would go get it together. I don't know what time the track go hot, what time y'all going to let the grudge races go on, none of that.
We're
going to announce our legend week of, DC. We're going to wait to see what this weather going to do. But grudge races,
okay, well, I didn't know that,
priority.
Though. I hadn't got at the man yet.
Okay, it's going to be priority.
Yeah.
Grudge
but
race going to be priority. You can bet that.
But the gate's going to be open early, though. So, you got to be there now.
I will
be there. The gate's going to be open early, though.
Well, it's good.
Make sure you there and you high and ready, God dog.
I stay high.
He got some little. He gonna make you out of Little Caesars.
Well, it sounds good. Can't do number seven.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I backed down. I was just trying to make sure everything was good.
Yeah. See?
I'm about to post in a minute. It's all good. I'm about to post in a minute. Hey, DJ, yes, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Send me a good picture, man. Send me a good picture of the car. Not on the trailer, so send me a good one. In his glory.
All right, we'll do. We'll do.
Okay, bye.
Uh-oh. Let's see here, man. Who else we got? I bet LC will be ready if Shotwell was calling him out.
Oh, here.
Man, LC ain't gonna never be ready. I don't listen to that shit, Dutch.
JP, JP,
yeah.
What you trying to say about my
boy Shotwell? I said I bet LC'll be ready if Shotwell was calling him out.
My man, what you trying to say about Shotwell though?
I just said what I had to say. You can take it. You can put it however you want to put it. Oh yeah, he did.
Hey, that was a good report, though. Going back on mute.
I like Shotwell.
We lie. We discuss the money when I see you. We lie.
Damn.
No. You don't gamble at your race.
I'm gonna call you a day before. I'll call you a day before, brother.
Yeah. No. You don't gamble at your race.
I'm gonna call you a day before.
How much you
man.
Like Shotwell?
Your favorite.
How much you like Shotwell?
I can't wait to you and Shotwell, bro. I love Shotwell.
No, how much you like Shotwell against Troy?
Just chill. Wait till
sound
we get
like
to
your daddy now. You sound like your daddy now. You take that long pause.
I gotta see how Shotwell feeling. I gotta see how my driver feeling.
Oh shit! See, that's what I'm saying. All that shit sound good. Shotwell feel the same way he feel every time. King Kong ain't got shit on him. might as well go and give me that side bet, man, before you get scared.
I missed the website. Thank you. I missed the two plates up.
Missed two plates up.
I didn't want to miss no more.
Oh, shit. What is that?
Somebody don't even know they on the phone, JP. They getting some food.
Yeah, I got it. I think. Damn, I ain't found him yet. Goddamn Larry. Larry, I don't know who all on your line, brother, but...
Man, cut him off. Hang him up.
Yeah,
he'll hang you up on his show. He hang you up on his show. You remember that? Hang him up. Yeah. I got time to be playing with him. Hang his ass up.
Man, I put him in mute, man. I put him on mute, man. That's where all the background noise coming from, Larry. Get control of your line over there.
Hey, Larry got a show? Man, I've been missing a whole lot.
What'd you say? Larry got a show? Yeah. Yeah, he got one of the more private shows, man. Got to put on your green jacket.
Oh, okay. Let me go back on me.
Gotta put on your green jacket. And goddamn, y'all did this motherfucker tonight, man. Anybody got anything else, man? Nah, I'm finna get the fuck out of here. Damn.
You got to get them people a topic, JP.
And JP say, man, fuck y'all.
Man, fuck this.
Damn.
Shit.
Hey, Jay.
God damn,
JP,
man.
You know you motherfucking half-ass kid before race week, man.
I know it. Let's see. Nick, your mic open. Lil Larry, you back open.
What up,
hey,
JP?
Man, don't you ever do that again, old boy.
Oh, mute Lil Larry, God.
Yeah, what'd you say, Nick? I had to put Lil Larry back on.
Lil Larry.
He was interrupting you. Talk about what I don't do nothing.
I'm just calling to see what's up.
Yeah, Lil Larry.
Why is it so dead up in this motherfucker?
Whole lot of capping in this motherfucker.
The talk show don't want to give these people a topic. The talk show don't want to give these people. The host won't give these people a topic, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, we in
it,
what, man?
It's time to lock in. It's time to lock in and lay down.
Yeah.
JB.
Yeah. What's up,
JB? I'm just making sure we in the dough. Buzzy looking for you, dog.
I'm here. What are you looking for? What's that? What's how?
Budgie.
Yeah, K-Dog.
Yes, sir.
You taking Miss Grant to the index race this weekend?
How you know?
Oh.
How you know?
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's funny. That's funny to you. Yeah, that's funny to you.
Hey, that's the way to get it, Budgie. There you go. We in the dough. I ride with Budgie.
Yeah, I'm being there. I plan on going a few rounds, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Been on another car. Been on another side. Every time I race, they do what I race.
What'd you get there, 5-8?
7-0.
Yeah. Yeah. 7-0. Yeah, you might win that. You might win that. 5-8, you ain't going to win that.
Yeah, I took the big motor out.
What's going to happen?
I got the little motor in it, so I'm 7-0.
Hey, Pudgy, what's going to end up happening?
He too fast for David Lowe, but he's too slow for 5-8.
Oh, okay. Watch and see. When I turn that stuff on, watch and see how fast I am. 5-8, here I come.
Is she going to make a debut at the race, man?
Man, you have to go there and see.
That's the topic.
That ain't no topic.
That's the top.
I tell you what. Lock me in with Lil Larry, she'll beat up.
Uh-oh. Hey, I ain't trying to hit it. My boy wanna lock you in.
Who do?
My boy wanna lock you in.
Who's your boy?
Who else?
Well, who are you talking about?
We gonna do
our
let on the show. You know
what I'm
talking about.
Okay. You got my number. We ain't got to keep talking about it. You got my number. If he run 5-8, I want him. If he run 5-8, I want him. Larry, you might have tickled tonight, too, Larry. I'm noticing that. You might have tickled.
That what? So what that mean?
I don't know.
I'm trying to erase a dead in Texas, man. This show, man. What a lock in is it?
I just had one.
I missed that.
Too busy over there trying to pump Shotwell up and get him to lock somebody else in.
My boy undefeated.
You can't treat a champ like that. That was last year, man.
They're still
undefeated.
See, a lot of people undefeated, ain't because they ain't raced yet.
Yeah, but my
fuck out of river. What y'all gonna do this year?
I'm going to tell Shotty.
Commercial break.
What you
want to
do with Shotty?
Number...
What
type
you want to do here? Under.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Anybody getting it? Way, you going to find out, though.
Hey, I'm trying to. I'm trying to get something.
Hey, Pete, let me, breaking news. That make number 16 grudge race that's like confirmed to hell at the deal. 16. That's one with a 6.
Oh, 16?
That's one with a 6.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
One with a 6.
One with a 6.
One with a 6. Back on mute.
Mm-hmm. 496283.
Hey, man,
I go.
It wouldn't have been no.
Hey, JP, tell Shockwave I'm still looking for some ass.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Go that Nova.
Damn.
Go that Nova, little Larry. That Nova looking for him. What y'all going to do, little Larry? You going to lock that in or what?
Man, I tried to call him. He ain't answered. He'll call me back. Don't worry about it. We're going to fix. We're going to dress that right on up. We're going to dress that right on up. Chill and be still.
JP, did that man say gas? Did he want some gas? What do you want from John Wells? Say that again, sir.
I don't want no gas. I want some ass.
Oh, no.
I got 5 gallons of gas.
Oh, you look for the man. Oh.
There's Ollie going to see.
Yeah, I was right in front.
I ain't got a car.
Oh, all
right. I'm a spokesman.
Oh,
all right. What you want to do? What you want to do? We can lock in. What you want to do? We can lock in.
Me? Uh-oh. You under the wheel?
Do I what?
Are you getting under the wheel?
Nah. I got a driver.
All right. I'm getting back on the sideline.
All right.
Why you don't lock him in with that S? Why you don't lock him in? Why you don't lock him in with that SS? That super slow you got over there.
Lock
him in with that SS you got. That super.
Hey,
Hustle. He got an SS. He got an SS. It's called super slow.
He can run me on the street.
You talking to the right one, now.
He can run me on the street.
He done fell off.
And what?
He done fell off.
He had to go pee?
He had to go pee.
Oh, shit.
He had to go pee.
Let's go pee.
Yes, sir.
Who's the
16th
grudge race? Who the what, Nick? Who's the 16th grudge race? I didn't get that.
DC and Ben.
Oh my God.
They made number 16.
Oh my God.
They made number 16. Sweet 16.
Is the ambulance going to be there?
Somebody going to blow out somebody's camera.
We're gonna need the ambulance there for somebody. Maybe the coroner. I don't know.
Hey, I got y'all hands full.
That's gonna be a good one. I want to watch that.
Need to set up the ramp at the end of the track for y'all.
The ramp?
Yeah.
What ramp?
They ramp. They got a ramp. We're going to set up at the end of the track. Somebody need it. You get your ass beat too bad. You don't want to come back down every turn, bro. You just hit that fucking ramp and go, yee-haw.
Do what the Duke
says.
JP,
you better.
And just keep on going.
JP, you better watch your, damn mouth.
Uh-oh.
Yee-haw. Hey, hit the extra ramp.
Stay
left.
I was got a show.
You better watch your damn mouth, son.
Hey, hit that extra ramp, shit. Might have a lot of people trying to use that extra ramp.
Man,
you mute, man, me. Yeah, Larry, tell whoever only fucked that nigga for go on mute, man. I'm going mute. I know it ain't you. It's your partner in crime on the phone over there.
Who got me?
Yeah, he always got something going on.
Yeah. No, Larry.
Who's he?
Larry phone.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Shit. Anybody else want to lock in for Hell at the Deal? Let's make 17. Shit.
Hold on. 1 second. Don't do nothing. Just
make 17, man. Make 17. Goddamn, that Nova and that Omega could have been 17.
Hey, did K-Dog get that race with the two Camaros? The two turbo Camaros?
Two turbo Camaros?
Yeah, the two big Camaros.
I don't know. K-Dog on here. Might have clicked over or something.
Hey, JP. We can call somebody that
yeah.
keeps fucking buffing their goddamn gums.
Uh-oh.
What
I
you
can
got?
I text you a number. Huh?
You call but somebody who keeps bumping their gums.
Richie Rich won't stop calling my motherfucking ass.
What you trying to do? You trying to lock y'all in or what?
I'm trying to lock him in. And he keeps calling and talking, I don't know, keeps talking that bullshit. I can text you his number. We can start some shit real quick.
I'm sure you probably on here listening. Let me see.
No.
Yeah, he on here listening.
Hey,
oh, I thought you were talking about Richard.
No,
I thought you
talking
about Richard Jackson.
No.
Somebody else.
Richie. Not Richard Poor. Richie Rich.
Richie Rich.
He said not Cold Blue.
No. Not Cold Blue Balls. Rich, are you ready?
Nick trying to drag that man off the bushes.
I'm just asking.
Nick, they say Christine ready?
I think he wants to go pee. Hell no, Christine ain't ready. That bitch still in pieces. Fuck that hoe. Raggedy
ass. Excuse
my language.
Richard Jackson, your mic open. Richard.
Yeah, man, I was busy. Hold on, man. I didn't want to make a bunch of noise in the background.
Put it up, Richard. Man. Stop playing with it.
Some motherfuckers work for a living. They don't fuck off. Work for a living.
Stop playing with it.
Some people ain't been unemployed for the last 6 years.
Oh. Yeah. Damn right. Some people.
Some people, you know. We don't say names, some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick, I think I might be ready. Hell, I don't know. We find out this week.
That's cool.
So he needs you to line them up, Nick.
I'm okay there.
Put him in the glue.
He gonna be there with that white car, because if I make one good pass down on that ass, I go. Huh?
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh no.
JP, you hear that right there? JP, you gonna be there Saturday?
Oh.
Yep, I'll be there Saturday. Might get off.
Hey, on the
yes,
show.
Sir. I gotta go pee.
Let me make one pass, and you tell me what happens on the show Wednesday. If they bring that
white car,
hey,
Richard.
So,
I'm gonna have the camera ready.
Hey, so we get the radio lane, and you get the slick lane.
Yes.
On that tractor, you're gonna have to get on that tractor and prep both of them, because I'm telling you, down on your ass I go. You that white car this weekend. We didn't gotta wait the hell to hell.
You know the answer.
You know the answer. Okay. You know me. I'm liable to do it even if I knock the tires off.
I guess we like to knock the tires off. JP, bring your cameras. I'm sure I'll be there with mine. Motherfuckers don't do nothing. We're going to find out.
Hey, I'm going to talk to Trey. We going to have any grudge racing at HMP this year?
Who is we?
Is anybody going to have any grudge events this year?
Oh.
At HMP?
Alley Castle not going to have no grudge events?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. He's going to have a back half class. So that's no radio prep. So that's no radio prep. That's slick prep. Who the fuck does slick tire racing anymore? Who's slick tire racing?
Alley Cat's the only one that has a... You got to have a slick, or can you run a radio?
No, you can run a radio, but it will not be radio prep. It's going to be slick prep only.
Oh.
And it's only a single power adder.
And you can run fast on the radio with slick prep. I've seen it.
You can run straight up that wall.
I've seen it one on a no prep with a radio. Shit.
Well, I have a question. So slick prep and radio prep makes a big difference?
Depends on your tuner.
It make a big difference, period. It's like saying, does 2 inches make a difference from 6 inches? Well, fuck yeah, it makes a difference.
It depends on who you're trying to penetrate, Richard.
Yeah,
it, yeah, it makes a big difference. Hey, y'all didn't see no clowns trying to go down the slick prep track at Georgia this weekend?
Hey, hey. Got a point there, Richard. Hey, did you see that time? Did you see that time paper from the first round? Fucking Radio versus the World, cars running fives and sixes.
Yeah. Hey, that track is rough during the day, man. It's hard to get that. That track's always been like that, you know. It's rough.
You probably could have won Radio versus the World, Richard.
Nah. I got a 780 car, man. What are you talking about? I only got 7-0.
That's what I'm saying. If the bump was like 8-0, you would have been in.
That track they say is hard during the day, man. I don't know, but I never raced it, but LDR? There was 32 cars and 21 of them spun first round. But once the sun goes down, that's a mean track. Once the sun goes down.
Yep. I think that goes for all the tracks, Richard.
Yeah, well, I think it was, I think Mike said it was 91 degrees out there Saturday, 92.
Yeah. It's all about track temp, tire temp. Tire pressure?
Yeah.
So
all that good stuff in here, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, everybody had to go down the same goddamn track, so.
Mm-hmm. You know, you won't hear.
Same track.
You know.
Man, you know Chino don't come on here. Chino on here, yeah? Might have heard Chino. Where's Chino?
It's the baddest man in Houston. It's the baddest man in Houston right now. I knew I could get something going.
Man.
It's the baddest man in Houston right now. If anybody don't believe it, tell them step up to the plate.
Man, everybody's a legend in their own minds.
If anybody on this phone don't believe it, tell them step up to the plate. Anybody in Houston want to try them?
Yeah, no.
Anybody in Houston want to try
them? Yeah, no.
Do anybody in Houston want to try them? That's the only thing I got to ask. Do anybody in Houston want to try them? Okay, Lero. Clay. Hey, Lero. What the judge say? Case closed. I'm going back on music.
Lero.
Yo,
it's gonna be some bad in Big Jake Day. You gonna be dancing.
I bet you a lie. Bet $500.
That man is not gonna run that blue or that white car.
Okay.
214-744-0. You might go. Joe, what's up?
What up? Motherfuckers ain't got shit to talk about. Who's that? Right,
you? Getting on the show anyway.
Uh-oh.
Who? The King of Houston and the King of Dallas. If anybody wants to step to the plate,
who is that?
Step
who is that? Who is that talking that shit about Chino?
Who is that
sucking Chino left nut?
I'm sucking both of them, the left and the right one, goddamn.
Who is that? Who is you?
I'm sucking the left and the right one. I got
favor. And that's yourself. A national sale.
2020.
A national sale.
Hey, 2022. Chino going in all y'all asses. My word.
He ain't gonna do shit.
Okay.
Okay.
T-Lil, that's you?
Hey, I just did a call out. Anybody who's T-Lil. On the trial?
T-Lil,
nothing,
that's you?
So now I'm going to
T-Lil.
Dallas.
Anybody T-Lil, that's you?
In Dallas on 28, no time, want to try
hey,
to get up and
hey, man.
Yeah.
Get your boy Mike Dillon on the phone. They can get that in that blue car locked in right now. You know he's going to do it.
Hey, Mike Dillon already got his mouth full right now. So he on back burner right now.
Man, get the boy
Mike
Dillon.
Mike Dillon already on the back burner. He don't get them a bit off his ass, can't shoot him. But he called the
I got a question. Hey, JP, hey, you looking for a topic, huh?
Man.
I mean, hey, this y'all show.
Ready,
I don't give a
shit.
I don't give a damn what y'all.
This shit, everybody's show,
goddammit.
Well, I'm just saying, y'all looking for a topic. Y'all looking for something to talk about. I got a simple question. This is a simple question. It could be a topic, it could not be. I personally don't understand it. So today, I went to get my car, and I'm asking the motherfucker up there who would account, you know what I'm saying? And I asked them, well, they run such and such. They said, nah. I'm like, why not? Because they just came from lights out. I'm like, why not? He's like, man, because we got the same tuner. I don't understand if me and JP got the same tuner, me and JP both got Flecko as our tuner, but me and JP got two different camps. Why the fuck is our tuner talking about times and our setup to two different camps? So, in other words, why is two completely separate different camps, much less, you know what I'm saying, me and JP live in two different cities. We talk about two camps in two different states, but they got the same tuner. Why is it these two cars can't run? Because y'all got the same tuner. Y'all should know nothing about the other car.
It sounds like
the tuner's
the one doing all the talking.
Exactly. The tuner is so whether or not they in two different states, two different cities, or the same city. You know what I'm saying? I personally feel like if your tuner talking like that, goddamn, I don't even want him as my tuner no more. But as motherfuckers say now, they can't run because they got the same tuner. Not the same camp. They're not in the same camp. They're not in the same bail. They got the same tuner. Your tuner's job is to make your car perform. Your tuner's job is to make your car perform at the best of its ability, or the best you can afford. I put it that way. It ain't got shit to do with him telling other motherfuckers what your car doing. So why is it the simple fact that two cars the same, two separate caps can't run each other? That's my question.
Goddamn sad thing is that. We all in trouble because most people got TRE motors, so it don't matter
if most people got TRE motors. I mean, most motherfuckers a long time ago had Rear Morrison motors.
No, that's
what I'm saying. Most motherfuckers got Charlie Buck motors. It don't matter what motor you got.
That's what I said. If that's the case, then everybody be in trouble. There wouldn't be no grudge racing.
Right.
And
exactly.
You know, if that's the case, then you wouldn't have no grudge racing. Because I mean, if you go nitrous men around here, probably about 80% got TRE motors. So
right,
that shouldn't have nothing to do with it. I mean, if your tuner's talking a car, either your team or you're okay with him talking parts. You know, but I wouldn't be okay with anybody talking parts on nothing. You know.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. No matter who the fuck motor I got or whatever I bought from whoever the fuck, if you my tuner, I'm paying you to deal with my car only. You might deal with, you know what I'm saying, XYZ down the street, but you gotta tell them shit about what you're doing over here. So if I wanna run XYZ down the street, that's you know what I'm saying, that's my prerogative. I can do that shit later on down the road. But now you fucking the money up that I don't pay you. Because you done told them something about my car, and now they know shit about my shit. Now you probably telling me about their shit, so we can't race, even though we in the same ballpark caliber of car.
Yeah,
you have five
cars in the 484 and 5-inch class over at Georgia. All of them had the same tuner with the same motors.
Okay.
So I guarantee you those guys know each other's business, and they wouldn't none of their cars. You would probably, I don't know if you would ever see Jesse James and let's say Jesse James and then Trigger Man race. You know what I mean?
But why not?
Because I don't know, but I'm just saying because they got the same tuner. I bet you probably wouldn't see that. But I don't.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Even though I'm not talking about them two cars, that's exactly my point. You got a camp that's in Texas. You got a camp that's in Georgia, Florida. Where the fuck Trigger Man them at? Why the fuck can these two cars not run even though they got the same two?
Yeah, I don't know if they can, but I bet you. I don't know if they ever see that.
You know what I mean?
I might be wrong, but I don't
know if they've
ever
seen that. Yeah, Ricky, they just want to be friends. So what are we doing this show? We doing this shit, like a car show? We just want to all just buy shit and build shit to be friends, or we actually try to get here and enjoy the sport and race? Because, you know what I'm saying, it makes no sense. You call yourself a grudge racer, or you got a grudge car, this, that, the other, but you got four, five, it's just like Richard just said, you got five other cars that's in your caliber, but you can't run them motherfuckers if y'all got the same tuner. That's some whole shit, in my book, in my opinion. I might be wrong. I mean, y'all can tell me if I'm wrong, but I just don't understand it. Because the tuner I got, He tuned probably 30 cars in DFW, and I ran one of them motherfuckers. I don't give a damn. Matter of fact, I ran about seven of them already. But I'm just saying, that's the weakest excuse outside a city like me that you're going to tell them if I can't run you because my tuner, your tuner is the same person.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with, you know, like I used for example with those two cars, but I mean, it really ain't got nothing to do with each other. They're on separate camps. They should be able to run.
How about we just call the tuner and ask them what the difference is? Well, let me chime in. Let me make a statement real quick. Is there any tuners on the phone that like to address this topic? Because
hey, I know Tim Turner don't have a problem tuning two cars to race each other. I know that. I mean, I've seen that dude, Tim Turner. I've seen him tune multiple cars race each other. You know what I mean? I don't think he has a problem with that, you know. But I have seen where it causes conflict too. You know what I mean?
But so why does that cause conflict? I guess that's my question. Why would it cause conflict,
Because maybe, you know, the guy that got beat could say, hey, You play favoritism towards the other guy. I mean, you know, that could be possible one reason why somebody don't want to tune for multiple cars. You know what I mean? That run in the same tuner. You know what I mean?
Hey, Ryan, you want to throw the line?
Somebody get it. You know, some people get in their feelings when they get beat. So they're looking for
it. Yeah, you're right. But if you trust your tuner, if you trust your tuner with a 20 to $100,000 motor. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all to him. He can easily fuck this motherfucker up, or he can do it. He can tune it right and make it go A to B, and you can get, you know, 100 pass out of this motherfucker. If you trust your tuner enough to run your program, you should trust your tuner enough to grudge race anybody you like to grudge race. Much less if it's another car that he tuned or not. Like I said, his job is real simple. It's to maximize your potential out of your setup. That's all he got to do. He don't even tell you. He shouldn't race block. He don't even tell you what this other car's got over here. What we saw him this, we saw him that. You know, none of that. None of that shit should be even in the conversation.
Unless that tuner, you know, feels like it's a conflict of interest, I wouldn't see a problem in it. But you know, some tuners may not want to do that. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's a good question for a bunch of tuners and ask them. You know that
I don't understand how to be a conflict of interest unless you're tuning two cars in the same goddamn camp and they go they want to race each other. But if they two different cars, two separate camps, two separate cities, two separate states, two separate countries, it should never be a conflict of interest. All his job got to do is, like I say, to tune that motherfucker to the best of his ability and let the drivers do what they do.
Yeah, and I understand that, but like I said, sometimes people lose and then they get in their feelings and then they say, hey, you know, you my tuner, you tuned that car beat me, you did it on purpose, even though the guy didn't do it. You know, that's why the tuner don't want to mix tuning, you know, two or three cars that compete against each other. But like I said, I know personally I've seen Tim Turner tune multiple cars that race each other before. And I don't think, you know, I don't know if he's ever had a problem with that. But
well,
it'd be good
for tuning. In my opinion, if you don't have enough faith in your tuner to run one of his other cars, he should be tuning your car.
He will
be tuning my car, put it that way. If I can't trust this motherfucker to line me up against another one of his cars, am I sure going to go down here and do what he normally do? Or maybe he run a person like this. God damn it, man. I'm fine. I'm looking for him, too.
Maybe you should tune your own shit if you can't trust nobody.
All that, too. Yeah, you can't trust somebody. But I just don't know. I was sitting here listening to y'all jaw-jack about a bunch of nothing, and I thought about that shit from earlier today. Like, goddamn, motherfuckers stay talking about what can we do to bring more action and this, that, and the third. But a lot of shit is killing action, especially in Texas. And, you know, everybody want to go with the popular brand, you know what I'm saying, the trend right now, which is TRE. But TRE, you know what I'm saying, but if TRE is the one that's race blocking, what's the answer to that?
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's TRE or you're talking about or whatever. I just say if.
Yeah,
I know, like, Ryan tunes multiple cars with, you know, same. So I don't know, you know, maybe that would be a question for somebody like that to ask them, you know. Like I said, it may be a conflict of interest for them because, you know.
We ain't got to use TRE. I say Real Morrison, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we can say Nicky.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't got to say TRE. We can say Pat Music. I'm just saying,
motherfucker. He's going to tell you that he tunes his daughter's car different than he tunes anybody else's shit. He'll tell you that.
But, okay, now see, now that's a whole other topic. We ain't talking about running your tuner's car or running your tuner. We talk about running two different cars that your tuner tunes. Now, at the same time, technically he shouldn't tune his shit to be faster than yours. But we all know, you know, motherfucker, if he know what he's doing, then, of course, his shit will always be better or obsolete than the people that's paying him. But all I'm saying is his job, he got two cars, one in right lane, one in left lane. He tuned both of them. His job is only to make them cars run at the best of their ability. Now, if he's driving one of them cars or one of them cars that is out of his camp, then, yeah, you might be kind of fucked on that deal. But I'm just saying, all these motherfuckers going to the same guy to tune their shit, but they can't race them. It makes no sense to me.
But maybe they're going to that guy because he's a bad motherfucker, though.
Ain't no point of having a bad motherfucker if you can't race. You may test it all goddamn day. Or get a shootout. You claim to be a grudge racer, but the only thing you do is shootout race. Okay, what is that?
You're a bad motherfucking shootout racer, I guess.
Well, it ain't claiming to be a shootout racer. Don't claim to be a grudge racer.
We know that shit didn't happen in Dallas because everything's Dallas is slow.
Here you go, get fuck shit.
Well, no, it might have happened in Dallas. You know, everything happened in Dallas first, so it probably did happen in Dallas.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I've been correct.
Everything happened. Everything pretty slow as fuck, but y'all still coming for the race.
2022, y'all gonna be saying Cheeto. Chino.
Everybody saying Chino got this, Chino got that, Chino coming out with this. So same goddamn thing.
I can't wait to give money.
So will you ever see Chino and Jesse James? That's a good question. See that? You ever see Chino and Jesse James, right?
We should see it, but I don't know why we can't.
It ain't gonna happen.
Why not?
It ain't gonna happen.
Why not?
It ain't gonna happen.
Oh shit.
Keno, I don't think Keno got enough.
No, he ain't got enough.
No, man, I'm just trying to wire some shit up.
But mark my word, everybody gonna be saying Chino, Chino, Chino. Man, what did Kurt say? Troy.
Chino ain't got enough, huh?
Why Chino ain't ran in the mall with his turbo car?
Hey, look, you're gonna see this year. Trust and believe.
Chino ain't ran. What's that boy from down there? What's old boy from down there with the 70 model Camaro, the Pro Charge Camaro, gold?
Why didn't he go to Georgia?
Because he ain't got enough.
Hey, look.
What's old boy down there with the 70 model? What's old boy from the Houston area with the 70 model Camaro?
Hey,
with
Lamar
radio car.
Why the hell will we go out of town?
It might be
him. We could beat up on y'all asses.
I like old boy with the 70 model Pro Charge and everything. I like old boy with the gold Camaro over anything and everything she don't got.
Okay.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna run. He ain't got the class. They're gonna duck that. That's class car. He class car.
Thank you.
Know exactly what he run. Go up there and beat it.
Thank you.
We still got four or five cars, don't it? All his cars, no time
seven.
Calls?
Seven. Not no four, seven.
All seven of them motherfuckers, no
get
time
right.
calls?
Get it right.
Can't be.
You goddamn right. So why in the hell would we go way out of town and we could beat up on y'all? Who's going to drop a race car?
How many y'all is there? That's what I'm asking. How many y'all is there?
We definitely don't get four or five cars, and they won't race each other.
We could beat up on y'all around here.
Y'all got to tell me who you looking for.
Houston car want to do something this week?
Chino, obviously.
What Houston car want to do something this weekend?
Sound like Chino. Chino got his nuts out.
Hey, don't go on mute now. You hear Jesse James on it. You hear Allen? Which Houston car want to do something?
Allen,
come on, Chino Rider.
Allen, would you tell the folks you're not gonna run Chino? No, that ain't gonna happen.
No, let him ask a question first, motherfucker.
The man just said Houston car. He didn't say except Chino. He didn't say except Chino.
Allen, hey, simple. Hold on, Allen. Simple yes or no. We all run Chino if he say fuck it. Let's race.
I mean, we was going to race him before, so what's the difference now?
Okay, so T-Line, you talking that bullshit. Get Chino up there. He said, well, you some car.
If the man want to raise, we can raise. But I'm sure, like Richard Jackson said, bro, is people catch feelings over some stupid ass shit. You never know what they could think. If we win or we lose, I mean, it's just a bunch of it's putting Ryan in the middle, bro. That's all it is.
If Ryan do his job like he's supposed to do his job, he shouldn't be in the middle.
I mean,
whichever car performs the
best. I don't got no problem with that. But some other people do, bro. I believe in my tuner, and that's it.
Just that simple, bro. Like goddamn. If your car run a 5-0. Let's say you go out there and you lose, but your car run the same number. You can't get mad at your tuner.
No, hell no.
You can't get mad at it.
Yeah, but okay. So say one car go down the track, another car blow the tires, bro. What you gonna think then?
Hey, God damn it, let's do it again.
I have a question. Was Ricky
Sandberg? Nick, your mic open.
Where did Chino guy go? Where did the Chino lover go? So what can we see this race?
So he done hung up now. He done got caught that shitty talk.
Next time you get on the show, throw a clause. We only want to run certain cars.
Y'all still don't run turbo cars too, huh? I'm guessing.
Who don't?
Allen.
He said any Houston car, Nick.
Hold on. Let me call that blue
They locked in with three turbo cars already.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you gonna bring? Eric Stubbs' car lock in right now.
No, not that car. No.
Okay.
You're gonna get the good one.
Okay.
You're gonna get that blue motherfucker been asking about you. He been looking for y'all.
Who, Blue Magic or whatever they call it?
No. I told you, you're going to get the good one. God damn.
Ghost car.
Ghost car?
Mm-hmm.
No, ain't no ghost car.
Okay, Nick. Let me know when you're ready, Nick.
I'm going to call him.
You driving, right?
So, Alan, hold up. So you looking for Blue
I'm
Magic?
I'm going to call him.
Alan, you driving it with Jesse James? For this weekend, we can't. We go race something, but I already got three races for Jake's race, so.
No. Okay, nah, not this weekend. I was asking what you're looking for. Can't do it this weekend.
What about Kayla's race? Kayla's going to have a cruise of his race. Do it for next weekend.
Alan.
Yeah.
Where Allen go?
I'm right here.
He done said hit his line.
I know. I hit him up. I know if Chino won a race, he's gonna call me and I know if I won a race, I can call Chino. So I don't got no problem with that.
Hey, Allen.
I ain't tripping.
I know. If y'all race. My whole question was, I don't know if you heard it or not, my whole question was, why come two cars from two completely different camps, some completely different states and cities, can't race each other because they got the same tuner? Because I feel like that's really fucking the grudge world or grudge racing up. Because, like I say,
who you referring to?
Any tuner that stops two cars racing because they got the same.
I mean, you don't see.
Man,
okay,
he's
you
saying,
see.
Why y'all don't run Trigger Man? Damn.
No, hell no. I ain't saying why y'all don't run Trigger Man. I said it all.
You might as well put a name on it.
Get right.
Damn, dog, it's 2022. Let the motherfucking nuts ride. Tell these people what you're thinking. Shit.
Y'all motherfuckers already know. My nuts ain't low.
Put a name on it. With your scare rag.
Hey, Allen, why won't y'all run Trigger Man? Just say it like that.
I ain't say shit about it.
We will when that day gets
there. There you go, Joe. It gotta be one at a time, bro.
I ain't say shit about Trigger Man. They won't run Trigger Man, get their ass out there. I ain't say shit about Trigger Man.
I know.
214-7201, your mic over.
What's going on? I'm just sitting back in the bushes saying what's going on.
Oh, okay.
I heard Lil Larry coming over. They got the 1-1.
Uh-oh.
God damn.
Damn.
Uh-oh. Kato?
Once Lil Larry get back online,
we'll see what they're talking about. We'll figure something out. Lil Larry offline right now. He offline. He'll be back. Just hold that thought. Okay.
And K-Dog.
Hey. Still and be still. Okay, no.
I said, damn, Larry, I just said.
You know what? I'm back on
mute. Mute my mic, JP.
What you finna say, K-Dawg?
Yeah,
you
together.
You want to do something this weekend
with that nose? I want to do what?
You want to do something this weekend?
Oh, no, no, not this weekend.
Okay, you know your oldest one. We done been your way now. You said we want to overcome, so we need to see you this way.
Yeah, I know it. I know all you want. I'm going to give it to you, too, but you won't be this weekend. You've been quiet, man. I didn't even see you posting it about your race.
I've been posting race everywhere.
Yeah,
because
you have enough people already or some shit. You don't talk about it.
I've been posting the race all over Facebook. I don't know why ain't nobody seen it.
I didn't see it. I hadn't seen it. I saw it today. I'm going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I saw it today.
That's funny, boy. Goddamn.
I know last year they said we were too quiet and too calm as a grudge team. This year we're going to make some noise. Instead of getting called out, we're going to do some calling, not tapping on the shoulders.
And we plan on asking them call outs too.
Zeno.
That sounds good. Yeah.
What you think about the shit I asked about the whole two cars can't race? The excuse of motherfuckers.
I've been saying it for the last year. All these people need same counsel, somebody they can't race, so I got the same tone. That's one reason why we don't go to nobody. We ready for whoever say something, we think we get there, we're going to get there. I don't see why everybody in the same tone. Oh, we can't race him. That's my teammate. He tuned my car. Man, that's what's wrong with the race game.
Right. Agreed.
Everybody.
Who said that, Lorenzo?
He tuned on my
Lorenzo,
car,
who
too.
Who said that? Who said that? I'm trying
a
to
lot
figure out who said it. These allegations y'all coming up with, nobody saying no name.
Man, it don't even matter. As long as motherfuckers, a lot of motherfuckers saying.
80%.
If you got a car, you out there racing, you hear a motherfucker saying.
Yeah, well, how you hear him? Your car not out there racing. How you heard?
But I got cars. I drive them, motherfucker. Get it right.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Sit back and be still, like Larry said.
Okay, I'm gonna be still.
Come on,
that old. I just didn't hear that. I know a lot of cars that's in the same camp. I got the same tuner. That don't
race each other.
We ain't
talking about the same camp. We talking about separate camps, same tuner.
Well, I've seen several guys got the same tuner cheer for each other, and they're not in the same camp, but they cheer for the car. So I thought maybe they have some kind of secret sorority or something.
It's definitely sorority. How the fuck you going to trip a whole other camp? Like, what kind of pussy shit is that? You cheering for a whole other camp just because they got the same tune?
You got down to the same umbrella. Maybe down to the same umbrella.
Nah, fuck that.
Why are you not saying who you're talking about? Then maybe I can understand it better.
Like he said, 80% of the grudge were doing it.
Nah, I ain't going to say 80% of the grudge was. I don't know anything about the 80%. I can't say that.
Well, hell, we just seen proof of it a while ago. T Love, loud ass, came here talking that shit to me. They can't run it because it's the same camp. But the other camp got her said they don't mind. So, I mean, hell, it's right there in your face.
That makes your theory bogus and not null and void.
Nope.
Because if the other camp said they're running, that means that shit you're talking about ain't happening. So, we need a better example than that.
Okay. Clearly, it just happened right here on the phone. It just happened right here on the phone. He couldn't even say the reason why it happened. We know that's what he's talking about. He said it'll never happen. It'll never happen. So obviously, like they were saying, a motherfucker getting their feelings if they thought they're gonna lose. So them niggas is on fire. They gonna be in their feelings when they lose to a Dallas car. They feel like if they lose to Jesse James, then the tuner did Jesse James a favor. So there you have it.
But the tuner from Houston.
well, they need to talk better or something, spend more money or something, I guess. I don't know what that excuse is.
Man, come on, man. You're moving around and you're moving that goalpost again.
All we just said is whoever lose going to come up with an excuse they're going to be in their feelings. The Houston camp said it'll never happen.
Dallas caught, you automatically put Dallas in front. Why are you doing this shit?
Because the Dallas Clark came here and said they will run him. The Houston car once said it'll never happen. Go talk to your people.
No, I'm gonna pull up. Let's get that straight. First.
Metro.
Hold on,
area.
I got three love calls, man.
Man, don't put that nigga in. But he full of shit.
Up in here now.
What's going on, fella?
I got
some bags
up in here now.
Uh-oh. What's going
on? Dion,
get
the one-on-one.
I got some bags up in here now.
What's happening, man? What's happening? T-Lo, who fucking with you?
These Dallas boys.
What they got, what the fuck they want to do, man?
Hello,
can
anybody hear? Y'all hear my cousin? What y'all want to do?
Oh, flag on the play. Just.
T-Love, you over there dick pulling?
You over there dick pulling, T-Love?
Yeah.
Are you dick pulling?
Nah, he can't do that with his cousin, man. But look here. We got the baddest two motherfuckers right now on this phone. Right now, whoever want to do something, we can lock in whatever the fuck y'all want. It ain't no time. West is Snipe and Coleman Young, we got the baddest motherfuckers it is. And then we got another one coming out there tonight. What y'all want to do?
This one for the car way up north.
Hey, look at it. When and where and what time? We'll be on the goddamn flight.
This boy a car for the Great Lakes for him. Goddamn.
hey, T-Love, you have your arm stretched way the fuck up here, man.
Tell him, goddamn right.
Hey, T-Love, if you get hair right, that's Mike Dillon. Listen, Mike Dillon tried to lock in Lottie Dottie. We wanted the back tie, and we wanted the break in the clip. He ain't want to do it. So, fuck it. I had Randy get on the phone, said, fuck it, we'll lock down whatever the fuck you want. Give us a break, motherfucker, for whatever dollar amount you want to do it. 35, 45, 50,000, we can do it. But I ain't heard nothing else from his ass. A lot of data can't afford to get Western Snipe the motherfucking break. And we'll run that bitch head up with Coleman Young, but we want to do it with the back tie with Western Snipe for 40,000. We can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Get him on the phone, man, because he can have you call my man.
Why are you begging?
JP.
What was the man say he was going to give us, man?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's the topic?
Why a nigga call way up north? Why he call way up north? Get
way
up north.
He ain't got a race car.
He ain't even got a.
Why he speaking English way the fuck up there?
Hey, T-Love.
I thought she was on Chino's team. So why the fuck you call her up north? Nigga, she don't live in Houston. Why you call her 5 states away?
Hey, T-Love.
Look at that fucking goddamn phone, nigga.
T-Love.
You ain't got
T-Love.
Shit.
We got applications for Tino ass. He can be young money, too. We hired.
Okay. Hold on. I got a question. I got a
question. T-Love, Mr. Mysterious Man. We all run Chino. She don't look at me and everybody. Y'all bring West Price there and get Chino ass.
What, he got a small block?
I don't know what the fuck he got. He got a car with four wheels on it with a motor.
Whole lot of capping in this motherfucker.
We ain't gonna say no.
we're not going to call him out, though, and be like, hey, you know, now if he calls us out, you know, we're going to do it.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, it's the same reason why Tony tuned on, what's the name's car? Damn, what's old boy with the white Mustang? You don't see them running each other. You don't see Stefan running each other's cars. You don't see Rhodey's car running Rhodey's car. But the guy with the blue, with the white Mustang, X-Pill and them. Y'all tune on that. Y'all don't run them, right? You don't see.
He know he can't run with us, so he don't get up there.
Do you see Rhodey's customers running each other?
What I just say a while ago, 80% of the racers say we got the same tuner. We'll help somebody with them with their car and they get up and run. A crankhead with us, we travel together, race together, but we get to the track and run each other. Talk with us, help us, we talk with him, help him. But we get done, we'll run each other.
A whole lot of bluffing in this motherfucker.
Everybody got a car, but won't nobody race. Event time comes, everybody was trying to test the tune.
Yep.
Man, what the fuck is going on, man?
Man, I keep getting a call.
Alan, call whoever this Q dude is you talking about, call him so we can get this shit squared away with this race response call. Because this other motherfucker, he done called all the way to Canada. Ain't nobody else on the phone. This time, the time zone done fucked him up some up there.
Well, I'm saying who called him or who is that guy?
T Love, the one.
Okay,
hey, look
here. What you want to lock Wesley Snipes in with, man? What car you want to lock Wesley Snipes in with, bro? Jesse James. We can do that. What? Head up.
He on the phone.
What you talking about? Head up.
Who I'm talking to, bro?
Hold on. Let me get Randy on. Hold on. That'll make him more. You know. Hold on.
Damn, I don't know where my cousin just died, man. What the fuck?
A whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
I'm sitting here laughing because. It's kind of funny to me.
What's funny? What's funny, Renzo?
Hey.
Put your thumb on.
Hey, man, we just shooting shit, man. Y'all get y'all head out y'all ass, man. We just shooting
shit.
Nah, we ain't shooting
shit. Renzo,
we trying to get
on standing. Let me talk. What you about to say, Lorenzo? Hold on. Let me see, Renzo. What you about to say, Lorenzo?
They getting these out-of-state cars hype, thinking they can run, but they won't even race her at home.
Right.
So once you call the people by the time exactly. Then they get her there, I got to test. I got to do this. I'm going to do that. Wait.
Man, ain't no way that man just died. Damn.
I don't know, man. A whole bunch of shaky shit going on around here.
Man, we just shooting shit, man.
Why you ain't knocking Chino in with none of them motherfuckers, though?
Because he ain't got no goddamn oil pressure. You can't lock a car.
Why you ain't locking Chino in with none of them motherfuckers?
I'm going to stick to my word. We got the same dude.
how y'all gonna race Jesse James then? They got the same tune.
Hey, I just told Adler what Chino said. He didn't lie. But other than that, in the car from Houston or Dallas, God, Jesse James. 28
Other than that, man, hey, I appreciate y'all tonight, man. Tonight was a good one. I got a good laugh and all that other good shit.
Damn, man. You welcome, JP. You welcome, JP.
For the block one, take it rough. It's been the same old thing on my block. You either working or you're slanging cocaine on my block. You had to hustle, that's how we was raised on my block. And you stayed on your hop until you made you a nut on my block. To hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Holloway, Belfort to Scott.